Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how very grateful I am you chose to be with me on this seventh day of October 2018. We're going to look at why do thoughts happen? It's kind of an interesting subject, and I've got a few questions on it that I thought were very, very interesting about thinking and thoughts. So let's take a little look at it, and maybe we'll be able to shed some light on it. I want to remind you that this radio program, along with all of our TV programs, and in fact, everything that I do on Aspire, is supported solely and entirely upon your tax-deductible gifts. We are in our year-end drive to raise money to sustain Aspire, and without your donations, without your gifts, we could not make it. Everything costs money. I know that's hard for you to believe, and many of you evidently just do not care, but it is an important experience to be able to give beyond the confines of the human mind, which we're going to talk a little bit about today, and maybe come into accord with your heart. Our mystery donor will match all donations, even if you become a sponsor. So if you become a sponsor today, he will match that if you give a gift that, say, $25 a month or more, whatever you would like to do. He will match that donation and make sure that we are able to sustain ourselves here on the radio, on TV, on everything that we do, going to hospice, all of the work that I do to serve humankind. It's a very big job. There's more to all of this than your eyes can see and your ears can hear. And I hope that without going into the litany of the things that I do to serve humankind, I would like you just to kind of take my word for it here. Believe me, you do a great deal of good. We give away a lot of things. We help people. We help now. We're working on children and working with children with the BATMO project. And it keeps me very busy. Believe me, it does, but it's worth it. And everything we do to serve you, to make it possible for you. So if you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see year-end donations splashed all over the front page. And all you have to do is click on it, and you can learn more about it and why give a gift to Aspire and that whole thing. It's very, very important. And please make a donation today. It matters and it counts. Well, why do things and thoughts and attributes happen? Everybody wants to know how to control their life. So why do things happen? Why do thoughts occur? Why do we have all of these things? Some people take it for granted and just think, well, that's just the way it is. And other people want to go into a more detailed description of why things happen the way they do. And so I thought it would be fun to take a look at some really interesting questions. First one comes from April. She kicks it off, and she does not tell me where she lives. Greg, I have been listening to you for years. Thank you. And I was just wondering about circumstances or the way things happen. Why does anything happen? What do you think, April? It's a good question. Why does anything happen? A lot of it has to do with how our energy is, how our energy and its qualities mingle with our thinking, and then we send that out into life. I want to kind of set up a little paradigm here for you. My thinking, your thinking, is just an amplifier and a voice. Whatever is going on inside you and me, in the state of how our mechanism works, which usually has to do with emotionality, most of us live, move, and have our entire life geared around emotions. And those emotions are things that are qualities that we bear inside of us that usually have to do with our body, our genetics, and everything that goes along with our body and genetics, and spills out through our body and our emotionality as thought itself. So when you start thinking about things happening and thoughts that occur with those things happening, you have to combine the two to understand the nature of it all. I have emotions inside of me, April, and they are based in genetics. All of my emotions are genetically predisposed to each other. They come out in odd ways. Sometimes they come out in impulse. Sometimes they come out in fear of an impulse or an impulse that creates fear. And usually it hovers around the idea of my survival, either monetarily, physically, or socially. Those three things are the major keys of which people live, move, and have their existence in. So when you think in terms of why do things happen, why does anything happen, it happens because these energies that live within me become very pronounced. Everybody that I have ever met in my life has a pronounced energy, big pronounced energy. And that energy precedes them in everything they do. It's true with me. It's true with everyone. And this energy, as it goes out into the world, starts to formulate circumstances and conditions. In the manifest world, this energy manifests conditions, circumstances, events, and what you and I call things. So that's how it's done. Now, to change the things that we want to have happen, to move this mountain over there, as Jesus said in a kind of a parable quip kind of idiom that he gave us about, if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you could say to that mountain, move over there. He didn't mean physical mountain. But nevertheless, we won't get into all that metaphysics right now. He was talking about if you change your energies, if you could sustain a different quality of energy within you, you could take the big issues of your life that look like mountains in your living and do away with them. Change. But we don't do that. We want to stay the same person. April, we like staying the same person. Most people kind of have a love-hate relationship with themselves. They love who they are and what they are, and they hate who they are and what they are, and they want improvements. And this isn't the way. You have to understand how you and I meet life in the skin is the issue. When I only face life from the skin, and by that I mean living for and from my physicality, my emotions, my body, the chemistry of my body, I'm going to think and say and do some pretty silly things. Most of the time, it's pretty stupid. And I just make my life miserable. And when I do this, when I make my life miserable in this way, I cause myself a great deal of pain and sorrow, but also I instill inside of me the mechanism that made all of this possible. And when I do that, when I instill that mechanism and I make it more important than it should be by gelling in this idea of emotionality, feeling emotion. I only love this person. I don't love that person. I have hate here towards these kind of people. I have love here for these kinds of people and all of that. When we start making what I call the human divide very important to me, I set myself up for some really difficult situations to happen. I start manifesting. And in those manifestations, which become unconscious manifestations, where I don't know what I'm doing, I don't understand what I'm doing, and I, frankly, don't care what I'm doing. You know, April, most of us only care about the things that touch our skin in this world. We live by money and for money because we see it as comfort and survival, as the power of bringing into our life pleasures and getting rid of things that aren't pleasurable. That's just the way we look at it. we don't really see money for what it truly is and what it can be in our life. We only pretend like we understand money, but we really don't. So people of money, people who live from money, off money, they don't understand the principles or the inner teachings of the way of the heart, because the heart doesn't work from the outside in. It works from the inside out. Money works from the outside in, not from the inside out. So we have a great deal of difficulty with the whole idea of money and what it does. So a lot of what we do is based in the begats. This begats that, begats that, begats that, begats that. The energy that I put into objects, things in this world, and the energy that I pronounce inside of myself as being very important become the things of my life. I don't know what I'm doing, but I do it anyway. That's the way most people think. As you are within, so shall be your life. And you have to look at the state of your withinness. And that's not something people are adept to. That's not something people care to do. That's not something people are willing to do. So we go around and around and around with all of this, don't we? And it never, never ends. April, why does anything happen? It happens based on the energy that lives within me. It happens in accordance with the quality of energy that lives within me. And that is a very, very important thing to work upon. What is the quality of my energies? April, thank you for your question. Please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Jim in Carolina. When things happen that don't seem fair, what am I to do? The first thing I want to do is to fight, Jim. You know, Jim, what seems fair to us is subjective. And I've had things happen to me that I thought were, you know, unfair. And then after years and years have passed by and more time spent in the silence, the more I could realize those things that happened, both good and not so good, were all of my own creation in a way. And life had treated me based on the kind of person I was then and lived with, pretty merciful. That mercy has now translated into my life in a way where I am able to give back what I took. And that is a very, very important moment and time in our life. Nothing in this life that is occurring by accident. Nothing in this life that is happening by accident. Nothing in this life that seems to be foreign to the nature of us, you know, like who we are, is foreign to us. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a outcome. Everything is a path leading me from here to there to there to there. This is a very, very intelligent life that we live in. We remain unintelligent because we have no devotion towards our energies. We have no devotion towards love. We have no devotion towards consciousness. We have no devotion towards the meaning of our life because we're too busy with the chemistry of our life, our bodies. And we make that the sum and substance of our living. We have no idea what we are doing here. We have no idea, nor do we have any care as to the effect we might have upon our own life. We don't really care. We just want our life the way we think it's happening. And how we color our life, how we make our life look the way we want it to look, is all an illusion and a delusion. Something that most people cannot admit they're doing or even see that they're doing. So we go out into this world, and instead of focusing on compassion, mercy, and love, which are transcending qualities in our life, we just go along in this world with all the difficulties that live inside of us, both in our biology and our psychology, and expect life not to respond to those things. And we don't even know they're there. For the most part, people are so arrogant and so absent-minded and so full of themselves, their ego and everything, that they don't even see what's going on. So when things happen that seem fair or unfair, you have to understand we're a mixed bag. We don't live consciously. We live happily in our unconscious minds, seeking more and more happiness at the expense of our own life. It takes many, many years for people to understand this, even to get clued into any part of this. It's very difficult for the human mind to grasp what I'm saying, because we want to believe that life is what we believe it to be in the form of our fantasies and our little beliefs. And when you say you believe in something, whatever it is, you have no idea the power that you are coming from that puts into your life all sorts of difficulties. For every belief that a person has, there's an unbelief that they have. For every belief that a person puts into their life, no matter how good you may think it is, in this world, there is an opposition to that belief. As a man believes in his heart, so shall he be. What does that mean? Are we talking about the human heart? Are we talking about the human emotional heart that goes out into this world and wants bad things for bad people and good things for good people? Who's to say who is good and bad? It's subjective. So when things happen that don't seem fair, how can I know? Maybe it's the hand of life, as it were. I'm just throwing this out, trying to teach me a lesson about who and what I am, what I have become, how I have lived from within myself. Maybe it has nothing to do with controlling my life. If you think for one moment, any one of us think this, that we can control our life, oh, how wrong I am, how wrong we are. This life is occurring based on the absolute catastrophe that is going on within me. That catastrophe has to do with all of my emotions, all of my contemplations about my emotions, all my beliefs, all the things that sustain pain and sorrow and unhappiness. It's amazing. For everything a person does to make themselves happy, they never seem to see there is an equal and opposite reaction. So how are we to live? If you live at the level of your body, which is chemistry, if you live at the level of your body, you will also live at the level of your mind. And your mind will be filled with the emotionality that your chemistry has come up with. And you will start to see, well, there are things I like and things that I dislike. There are things I love, there are things I hate. And in all of that chemistry, all of that biology, all of that psychology, we try to carve out a life. So what to do? We need to step out of living from the human body, from the human emotionality. Meditation and inner work is about living with the body, not from the body. Meditation and inner work is about sustaining the state of the authentic heart and not going somewhere else, not going astray, walking that very narrow path to live in the world, but not let the world live in me. And you. This is something that most people simply won't do. It's very difficult. for the human mind to fathom, yet it is very simple to achieve. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. Anybody. That's why I'm sitting here talking to you today about all of this. It can be done. And once you understand it can be done, then you want everybody to be at least available to this because it can do so many wonderful things in your life. Jim, everything is happening just the way it needs to happen. And whether or not I think it's fair or not, or right or not, or whatever, doesn't matter. It is happening just the way it needs to happen. Take it as a teaching. Look at it as an honor. Be willing to listen to it, to watch it, and to see that it is fingers pointing to something that we need to understand that we have merely forgotten. Just something for you to consider. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question is from Larry. And I love this question. I just love it. Greg, am I what is happening now? Larry. He is taking this off of a series of TV programs that I did on Zen. And I am taking it from Want What's Happening Now, an old Zen saying that is so very true. Am I what is happening now? Evidently, Larry, my dear one, yes, evidently you are. I don't know who you are. I've never met you, but yes, you are what is happening now. And the question remains, what is happening? What is this happening that you are? It couldn't be any other way in this world except for the way it is for you. Your uniqueness is like a fingerprint. It is unique to you. So you are doing things that are unique to yourself. You are the happening that is occurring within you. And this beautiful occurrence is happening every single second of your life. So when you're really working on yourself, when you are really living inside your heart, when you are sustaining the beauty of you, you are otherworldly. When you live in fear and hate or resentment of anything that might seem to be occurring in your life, you are living according to your genetic heritage, your DNA. You're living literally. You're living by chemistry. Hence, you are missing. If you are willing to step out of all of that for the sake of a love that is greater than what you can conjure up in imagination and in thought, you change the circumstances of everything in your livingness. In everybody's life, there will be difficulties. I want you to understand that. In everybody's life, there will be difficulties. In everybody's life, there will be great wonders and beauties. Sit in the awe of your life, wanting nothing to change, wanting nothing to be any different than the way it is, just sitting in the awe of your life, even in the midst of chaos and difficulties, just sit in the awe of your life. Close your eyes, breathe, watch your breath. Live in gratitude. If you do these things, something of the other shore will reach you. Something magnificent will start to happen to you. It won't be to the personage, it will be to you. You will discover the authentic that is you. And you will understand very deeply how blessed we all are just to be here with each other as the livingness of love. I got to get out of here. Can't go over. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you, Larry, for everything. Thank all of you for listening. I hope you'll go and become a sponsor today, or at least make a year-end donation. It will help so much. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.